right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Tuesday morning, that means it's 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
It's one artist, two songs. Get your requests in. We'll play them in a bit. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're also going to talk about the weirdest TV commercials and the weirdest TV mascots from commercials, which we love to talk about that. And we want to hear from you, too. Right now, though, I want to welcome back to the show Matthew Hoffman. He is the programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, and he hosts all these great film screenings over the year. And he's hosting two screenings of the classic Miracle on 34th Street tomorrow at 1 p.m. for a matinee and 7:30 p.m. for the evening show. And it's at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And it will tell you all about the screenings and the fun things that are going to be happening with the screenings as we welcome Matthew back to the show. Matthew, welcome back.
Happy holidays, Nick. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, yeah. Same to you. Same to you. Very exciting about Miracle on 34th Street, and you got a lot of fun activities planned for that one. Tell everybody about Miracle on 34th Street.
Well, it's one of the truly great Christmas movies. One of the great holiday films. You know, Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. I mean, Christmas is actually my middle name, and I mean that literally. It really is.
Wow, Christmas. I didn't know that.
That's what the C stands for. But Miracle on 34th Street is a film that so many people have been asking for. Of course, we're showing the 1947 version, not the 73 version with Sebastian Cabot. But, of course, people who are familiar with the story know that it deals with a department store Santa who believes he really is Santa. And it's set at Macy's department store. And, you know, he brings more business to Macy's, but people start questioning his sanity. And it stars Maureen O'Hara, who plays this divorced parade organizer, Natalie Wood as the little 8-year-old skeptic who doesn't believe in fairy tales, John Payne as the attorney who defends Chris Kringle in court. It's such a wonderful film. It sort of lampoons the whole commercialization of Christmas. And I always remember that opening scene with Chris Kringle, played by Edmund Gwenn, walking down the street, and he corrects a clerk on the proper positioning of the model reindeer in the store window.
Right.
It's just such a wonderful moment. But Edmund Gwenn, a lot of people remember him from the science fiction film Them, made in the 50s, but yeah. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, and he brings so much charm and just decency to the part. The film won an Oscar for Best Original Story by Valentin Davies, but I believe it was also nominated for Best Picture that year. But it's just an absolutely wonderful film, and we have so much other stuff around the film screening that's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually going to have Santa Claus in our lobby at 6:30 p.m. We're going to have organist Jay Warren perform pre-show music at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then at 7:30, we're going to have a raffle. We're going to be giving away some Macy's gift cards at 7:30. We've got a cartoon and, of course, the feature film.
That's
so
great.
We've got a lot going on.
That's appropriate that that's appropriate that you're giving away Macy's gift cards. That's completely
exactly. Well, the film deals with the whole rivalry between Macy's and Gimbel's department stores.
Right.
So, but Miracle on 34th Street is a film that I remember. I think I saw it for the first time on Family Classics
with
Fraser Thomas.
Yeah.
But it made such an impact on me. I think the film. You know, I know the film was released in the summer. A lot of people don't realize, but it was released in the summer.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox had Daryl Zanuck thought the film had a better chance at the box office during the summer when more people went to the show. So they kind of hid the fact that it was a Christmas movie.
Mm.
So in all the promotion for the film, there's not a lot of emphasis on Edmund Gwenn. It was more on Maureen O'Hara and John Payne, playing it up as a romance and downplaying the Christmas aspect. But it was such a hit that it played for like 6 months in the theater all the way up until Christmas. And it's going to be a lot of fun presenting this in our new mega theater.
Yeah, how's that going? Matthew, how's that going?
It's going great. You know, we debuted the mega theater in October when we had Sarah Karloff, Boris Karloff's daughter, for our screening of Bride of Frankenstein. For people who don't know what the mega theater is, we've got this new 54-foot wide screen. We now have a 7.1 channel speaker system, a laser projection. So they really did a major upgrade in the main theater, and all our presentations are really going to look noticeably better, especially the sound. So I'm really looking forward to showing films that are going to take full advantage of the widescreen, such as the films I got coming up in January and February.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a couple seconds. But Santa Claus is going to be there at 6:30, correct?
Santa Claus will be there at 6:30, so if the kids want to get their picture with Santa, you know, that's great. We'll have them set up in the lobby. But I think Santa heard about our mega theater, and that's why he was so anxious to be our guest. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and obviously the Pickwick Theater is just a beautiful place, and this upgrading that they've done to the mega theater is really wonderful, and we'll make it an even better experience to see these classic movies on the big screen. And again, you can go to parkridgeclassicfilm.com. It's $12, $10 in advance, $8 for the matinee. And your 1 o'clock matinees now, you moved them up an hour because they used to be 2.
It used to be 2 o'clock. We moved it up, not only for the seniors, but also the thing is, Nick, a lot of moms were telling me, well, if the film started a little bit earlier, they could then pick up their kids at school. So I thought, well, why not? Let's make it 1 o'clock instead of 2. So
yeah.
We'll see how that works out.
We want to make sure people know that it's at 1 o'clock and not at 2. So the
one o'clock
matinee tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 o'clock matinee, and that's the cheaper show. Now Santa Claus and Jay Warren and those guys won't be there for the 1 o'clock. That's all for the 7:30. So then the 7:30
exactly.
Show. The doors will open at 6:30. Santa Claus is going to be there giving away Macy's prizes. Jay Warren is going to perform some prelude music. You get a cartoon and the classic 1947 original Miracle on 34th Street. A great, great chance to see and bring your kids to see this holiday classic on the big screen in a beautiful theater. So that's great. Now, in looking up at your upcoming film series, you're talking about taking advantage of the mega theater. My God, Matthew. Tell everybody about January and February. You are definitely... you've chosen a couple of movies to absolutely take advantage of all those upgrades in the big theater. Tell us about January.
Well, January 16, we're going to be showing The Godfather Part 2. We showed The Godfather last January, and it was such a hit. We had about 700 people, and so many people were requesting the sequel. So,
yeah,
you know, we're going to do this. This is going to look, you know, spectacular.
It is, yeah. I had a huge success. I screened Godfather a few years ago, the original, and had a huge crowd. I mean, that, you know, people love those two movies, not the third one, but the first two.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so many people consider the second one even better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And then in February 13, the day before Valentine's Day, we're going to be showing Dr. Zhivago.
See, now
I've never seen in a theater.
Oh my God, really?
Never in a theater.
Oh, you're going to go nuts!
So.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable to see on the big screen, and you know, and you've got obviously the venue that you're showing it at is perfect, and that is a movie that Dr. Zhivago is a movie that is meant to be seen on the big screen. So,
yes. And that's my main goal is to show all these films that are going to take full advantage of that new mega theater.
Yeah. And so now for March, you know, for in honor of St. Patrick's Day, you're showing one of my favorite movies of all time, The Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man, yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then in April, I'm going to be showing for Easter The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Wow.
And then a little bit later that month, West Side Story.
Wow.
And then we're going to wrap things up in May with the 50th anniversary of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And
wow.
We're hoping to have a guest for that show.
That's great. Wow, what a great lineup. What a great lineup, Matthew.
Well, Thanks, Nick.
Yeah,
thanks.
Really.
A lot of fun to put together.
It is. Yeah, I like programming my film club, too. It's a lot of fun because you get to pick some movies and try to maybe get a theme going. And it's a lot of fun because we're doing, real quick, I'll let you know, we're doing Slapshot in January. We're doing Barefoot in the Park in February.
Nice.
March, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. April, The Man Who Knew Too Much, which is going to be, you know, like Jimmy Stewart back to back. And then we're going to back to back. We're going to back to back Hitchcock at that point. After The Man Who Knew Too Much, we're going to do North by Northwest. So.
Oh, terrific. I'm going to be there. That's a terrific lineup.
Yeah, there's lots of great stuff, man. Lots of great stuff. So, Miracle on 34th Street, two screenings on Wednesday. That would be tomorrow. The 1 o'clock matinee is the cheaper. It's $8. $10 in advance for the 7:30 showing, $12 at the door. 6:30, the doors will open. Santa Claus will be there, and all kinds of other stuff. Jay Warren is going to be performing Prelude music. You have your chance to win some Macy's gift cards, which is appropriate considering they're showing Miracle on 34th Street. And you get the wonderful experience of seeing a classic movie on the big screen in one of the best theaters in the city. So that's Miracle on 34th Street, the original, tomorrow at 1 o'clock and at 7:30 at the Pickwick Theater. Are you planning on going back and doing the library series again, Matthew?
Yeah, actually, in March, we're going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary of showing classic movies at the Park Ridge Public Library.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm probably going to do something like World Cinema, where I profile some of the great international film directors.
Awesome. That's great.
That'll be starting early March.
That's great, man. Well, keep us posted. As always, whenever you have something going on, you're welcome to the show to talk about it because I think you do great stuff.
Well, thank you, Nick. I really appreciate that.
All right. And you know what? Have a great Christmas, and I will see you in the new year.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas to you, Nick.
Same to you, Matthew. All right, Matthew Hoffman, everybody, programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. He does fantastic work. And if you have kids and you have a family and you want to go and have a special, special experience, there's nothing like seeing a great classic movie on the big screen in a beautiful theater the way it was meant to be seen. So you can see Miracle on 34th Street tomorrow, either at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 7:30 at night. Get there at 6:30 and you can get a picture with Santa. You can hear Jay Warren play the Miley Wurlitzer organ. And you get a chance to win some Macy's gift cards. So Miracle on 34th Street, check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 o'clock and 7:30. Great stuff. And we thank Matthew for joining us. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN.